Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Stephanie Curry. She is the Policy Manager at Family Policy Alliance. November is Foster Care and Adoption Month, and Stephanie has been sharing her adoption story. What would you tell someone who is listening today, who are maybe praying about, should we adopt? They kind of have that turning in their heart. What would you tell that mom and dad? Should they move forward with just that turning in their heart that they have?
You know, I heard earlier today, if every Christian family adopted a child, we wouldn't have a problem. All of our children, at least here in the U.S., would be taken care of. I've always loved our adoption story because as a Christian, it parallels my walk with God, and God has adopted all of us into his family, and he's taken the brokenness and the hurt, and he's turned it into something beautiful. And I have that to look on in my own life, my spiritual life, but also my physical life, that I was born, you know, maybe unwanted and abandoned and without much hope. And I was adopted in this family, given a new name, and just taken care of and just raised in light and the love of Christ. And I just think that is what God does, and that's his heart, is he takes us and he makes us whole and he makes us beautiful. And I believe every Christian family can do that for a child or a teenager or anyone who's lost, and they can take them in and love them and show them who they are in Christ. And I believe that's all of our calling in one way or another.
The church really can arise, and we could be the answer to the whole foster care problem and children waiting to be adopted. Well, what's beautiful that even though you were abandoned and you came 2 months early and you and your sister only weighed a pound and a half, look at where God's placed you today.
Absolutely.
You're an attorney and you're here working on policy, on family. I love how God really changes what could be such painful stories into redemptive purposes. Stephanie, we will continue the conversation tomorrow and discuss how all 40 state Family Policy Alliance groups are working together to protect Christian adoption agencies from harmful legislation.